Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 25th, 2025. And not only is it a Friday, but it's also the kickoff of Maine Seaweed Week with events planned across the state. Some of the events happening for Seaweed Week include Seaweed Rows with Dory Woman Rowing in Belfast, a seaweed art show and open studios at 16 State Street in Ellsworth, Seaweed Saturday at the Gulf of Maine Research Institute in Portland, seaweed printing using gelatin plates, that's in Brunswick, and the Kelp Forests of Maine, 5 years of research, 5 millennia of change is happening in Wiscasset. Those are just some of the events that are happening this weekend. The full schedule is at seaweedweek.org. In Ellsworth, events are being organized by Heart of Ellsworth. They write, quote, Maine Seaweed Week is an annual statewide festival presented by Heritage Seaweed and Maine Sea Grant, celebrating Maine seaweed harvest. Ellsworth is the first accredited Maine Street community in Maine to spotlight Seaweed Week, close quote. In addition to the statewide activities list that you can find at seaweedweek.org, you can also find out what's happening specifically in Ellsworth at the Heart of Ellsworth website, which is heartofellsworth.org. Just click on events. In Augusta, one of the bills having a public hearing today is LD 1656, an act to facilitate compliance with federal immigration law by state and local government entities. It's sponsored by 2 Republican state senators and 8 Republican representatives, including from this general area, Representatives Campbell of Orrington, Thorne from Carmel, Smith from Palermo, and Paul from Winterport. Based on the language in LD 1656, the definition of facilitate used by Republican legislators in Maine on this bill differs from the definition used by the Trump administration when interpreting Supreme Court rulings. Quote, this bill establishes prohibitions concerning restricting the sharing and use of immigration and citizenship information. It prohibits restricting the enforcement of federal immigration law. It establishes a complaint process and a duty to report violations of these provisions, end quote. It also goes on to outline a process for investigating governmental entities, and those found not in compliance could be fined $500 a day until they comply. The Judiciary Committee is holding a public hearing for this bill this afternoon at noon. It will be presented along with 4 other bills, and one of the things that they tend to do with some of these committees when they have a crowd is they hear the other bills first. So it's not clear that this will start right at noon with LD 1656, but they should be taking testimony on it in the afternoon session unless they change the schedule. If you would like to testify via Zoom, if you'd like to join the meeting and testify live via Zoom, you need to contact the committee clerk at least a half hour before noon when the meeting starts. You can do that by calling 287-1327. If you would like to send in written testimony or just listen in, you can find all the information on that at legislature.maine.gov. Just follow the links to the Judiciary Committee, and I will put the phone number and those links on the archives along with today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.